Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Small Business Stories powered by Finley. This week, we're going to be talking about how to collect overdue bills without losing your customers. I have Jonathan here with me today. Hi, Jonathan. For our new listeners who haven't met you yet, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Jonathan. I'm the COO and one of the co-founders of Finley. I started my career in consulting, helping small businesses with efficiencies and financial matters. And I've worked in small businesses and startups ever since. And I landed at Finley a couple years ago because I saw the enormous need that businesses were facing, especially small businesses, in finding payment solutions. So I thought it was a great product, and here I am.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here on Small Business Stories again. Let's dive right in. Collecting overdue bills is tricky business. There's such a fine line to walk. You don't want to, for lack of a better term, piss off your customers, right? But at the same time, if you've already provided a service, you should expect to be paid. That's kind of how this whole business thing works. And we've all heard the saying, prevention is the best medicine. Jonathan, before we start talking about how to handle the collection bit, do you have any advice for small business owners who want to prevent past due invoices in the first place?
Yeah, it's a great question. A little bit like real estate is location, location, location. I think payments for small businesses are expectations, expectations, expectations. The better you set expectations with your customers, the more you outline and communicate those expectations ahead of time and reinforce those expectations and are consistent with those expectations, the better. That being said, you know, in addition to that, the world has really changed a lot in the last 10 years, at least the world of payments. We've seen a lot of these peer-to-peer apps come up like Venmo and Zelle, and it just makes it really easy for people, peer-to-peer transfers of money. It's super simple and easy to use. So customers' expectations have changed too, where they expect that kind of ease from the businesses that they interact with. There's expectations, but there's also being able to get a good system that takes advantage of the best technology that your customers expect in this day and age.
Absolutely. And it's so much easier to have a good system in place than to go back after the fact and try to fix it. But say a small business already has a system set up and the invoices were sent out and the due date has come and gone and no payments have been received. What are some ways small business owners can chase down those late payments?
Yeah, I mean, that's happening a lot. We're seeing that happen a lot because a lot of businesses are using these peer-to-peer apps like Venmo, Zelle to collect payment. And there aren't great systems around keeping track of who's paid what and when and are they late. And so that goes back to the expectation and being able to set expectations if you don't have the tools to be able to see where your payments are. So, you know, it does have to do with putting a system in place, even for those who haven't paid on time, post due, and even having a collection system. That can be really easy. It can just be something you put on pen and paper, the way that you reach out to your customers, how often do you charge a late fee, that sort of thing. But it's also really helpful to have a system that does it for you and automatically sends out late emails, automatically applies late fees and all that. That kind of reinforcement really helps because a lot of times it's just sometimes about being the squeaky wheel.
Cool. Anything else?
Well, we always recommend if you have recurring customers, which most small service businesses do, set up subscription plans if you haven't already. Putting someone on a subscription, you know, you don't even need to call it subscription. You can call it a recurring payment. You can call it auto payment, whatever you want to. Putting people on these recurring payments takes away the day-to-day interaction about worrying about whether the bill has been paid or not. You can focus on the service with your customer and know in the background the payment's taken care of itself.
Okay, so introducing some distance between yourself and the interaction sounds like a good idea. And when you run a small business, your personal and professional life are like intertwined. So it's like, it's good to create that type of distance, especially when money is involved. That's all the time we have today, folks. Thank you so much for your time and your expertise, Jonathan.
Thanks, Angie.
We hope you liked this episode of Small Business Stories. Before you go, be sure to like, comment your favorite tip, and subscribe. Keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok by following us. Our handle on all of these platforms is @IamFinley. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you next time.